So we
asked. All right, Coach. Last practice in Ruston before you head to New Orleans. Kind of recap the bowl prep and how tonight went.
Really had a good couple days of practice. The last 3 days of practice have really been impressive. I think the closer we get to the game, the more they start to understand how close it is and some of the things that we got to get done. But very passionate practices, very upbeat practices, a lot of juice, a lot of energy. We've gone quite a bit, some pretty spirited team periods against each other. I think they're ready to play. I mean, I think at this point they're eager to play, and that was the whole goal coming in. We wanted to get most of our padded work done while we were here in Ruston. So when we're down there, sometimes that you don't always control the elements and where you practice and what you have available to you. And so we'll just take everything down and make sure we have a chance to polish everything up down there in New Orleans. But I really like the way this team's practiced, the way it's all coming together, getting ready for the bowl game.
You've said over and over again this is probably one of your favorite teams you've ever coached. How much are you looking forward to seeing this team take the field just one more time?
You know, I am. And it was, you know, you look out there, it's you talk about the players that are out there on the field for the last time. You know, we talk about senior day, and senior day is emotional for the parents because it's the last home game. But for the players, this is the last day they'll be on that practice field. This is the last day they'll be on that game field for practice. And so it's a little bit emotional with all that, but I think with this football team, I've talked time and time again, the thing I like about them is their unselfish attitude and the way they come together. There is not a guy out there that's about me and I need to get my touches and I need more tackles and highlight me and throw me the ball. And it's just a very unselfish team that loves being together, and it's a fun team to be around. And I think it's going to be an emotional week once we get down to New Orleans and the end starts coming closer to for so many guys that have been here for 4 and 5 years and have made the contribution they have. And you're talking about 8 guys that have been 4-year letter winners. That's pretty rare to have that many guys that are letter winners in one class. And so a lot of guys that have played a lot of football here, but I think hopefully we'll be able to block and tackle through tears in our eyes with us being emotional.
You talk about the emotions coming into the last game, and then bowl week, there's a lot of, like you like to call the circus, there's a lot of stuff surrounding the actual game. There's events, and there's pep rallies, and there's luncheons and all that. How do you maintain focus with a team that's only been to one bowl game?
Well, I think for the one bowl game this team was at, we were able to find a way to win. I mean, and we talk all the time about the circus, and we're real honest with them and up front and what they're going to face and what's out there. And, you know, let's go to the luncheons. Let's go to the functions. Let's go have a good time. Let's go enjoy ourselves. Let's enjoy this time together. We talk all the time about it's the journey, not the destination. And so let's enjoy this journey we're going through. But when we get to practice, when we get to meetings, our focus is about the business trip and what this trip is all about. And this trip, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited to play in New Orleans on a weekend in the Arnell Carrier New Orleans Bowl. We're excited to go down there. It's in our home state. We have a great fan base down there. So we're excited to go play the game. We just got to make sure we focus to do our part of it, which is the product that happens in between the lines.
School sold out of the $60 tickets. They've sold twice as many student tickets as Dallas last year. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to have a good crowd. How special is it, not only the senior class, but for the team to play once more in front of a great Tech crowd?
Well, you know, you look at it. I'm excited that we're selling as many tickets and we're going to have such a great fan base there. It's, you know, having, if anybody deserves a game in the dome, it would be us. When you look at, I think I've had more rain games and win games in this season than I've had my entire career put together. Early kickoffs, 11 o'clock kickoffs, rain to deal with. We've had our fan base has had some challenging games to try and come out and support us. But with this one, to be able to spend a weekend before Christmas in New Orleans, to come down 8 o'clock Saturday night in the dome, ideal conditions, I think it ought to be a great venue and a great setup. And I'm excited for the way that our fans are going to travel.